Welcome back to the Sunny Farm Podcast. My name is Miss Holiday, and today's podcast is brought to you by Extreme Soap. In today's podcast, we will be talking about Animal Farm with special guest Benji the Horse, with his opinions and answers to Animal Farm. Now let's bring in our special guest, Benji the Horse.
Yay!
So how are you these days? What is life like now?
My life has been fine, I guess. I still work 7 days a week, and I work hard and very long hours.
Oh, I see. Let's now get started on our interview. So I wonder, what's the current state of Animal Farm?
We have finally built 2 windmills, and everyone's at the same state of work, besides the pigs.
Oh, I understand. And what's most important to you at the state?
We managed to cut the work in half, but many that were important to me passed away.
Oh, that must be difficult losing friends. Related to that, why do you think Animal Farm went downhill?
I think the main reason is Napoleon bossing us around, which created an outburst on the Animal Farm.
Oh, I definitely agree to your answer and understand why. But before we ask more questions, let's go to our sponsor of today's podcast.
Is it hard to clean your hoofs? Does it take a really, really long time? Well, buy Extreme Soap. This innovative soap allows any animal to clean their hoofs as well as other hard-to-reach areas. Get this product now for $14.99. You won't regret it. Each sold separately.
Wow, I definitely want to buy Extreme Soap. Anyways, back to our questions. Now that we've discussed what's happening these days, what do you think is going to happen in the future of Animal Farm?
Well, I think Animal Farm will split up and go to either Foxwood or Pinchfield.
I see that happening, but now do you think the utopia will ever come true?
No, I don't. It's been too long since that dream ever had a chance.
Yeah, I agree. So now, based on your thoughts, what are your opinions of the 7 commandments? Is there any commandments you would like to change, or is there anything you disagree on?
With that question, I think it sucked. The pigs got an advantage over the rest of us, because they had the power to change them, and us other animals couldn't. Also, the pigs were the only ones who could properly read.
Oh, I see. But do you think any of the commandments actually helped Animal Farm?
No, it did not help Animal Farm, because they were the only ones who could truly understand the commandments, and that didn't help us at all.
Oh, that sucks. But that's all the time we have for today. Well, there you have it, folks. It seems that Animal Farm's on a pretty rocky road. Anyways, today we covered up the current life of Animal Farm, the downfall, the future predictions, and the opinion of Benji the Horse on the 7 Commandments. Of course, thank you to Benji the Horse for joining us and answering our burning questions. And thank you to our production team, our sponsors Extreme Soap, and our viewers for watching. Alright, coming up next, we will be talking about bunnies with special guests Max and Ruby. I am Miss Holiday from our podcast Sunny Farm, and thank you for listening. Goodbye!